The controversy over POTUS's conversation with the new president of the Ukraine has developed into a big story with lots of legs. We are going through the usual process of denial by the administration, then some admissions, then those admissions being walked back, leading to a very smoky picture. Mr. Giuliani is not clarifying the picture, but contributes to the confusion. The decision to proceed with impeachment based upon the whistleblower complaint, during which Mr. Trump apparently made several attempts to persuade the Ukrainian president to take up his cause relative to Vice President Biden and Hunter Biden. This has created a firestorm at every level. And one has to assume that those who support Mr. Trump will continue that support, and those who are opposed will relish the process. If I were advising the Democrats, I would suggest that they also file an impeachment investigation against Mr. Barr. Disclosure of the alleged movement of the call to a more restricted server raises Nixon-esque suspicions. The big risk for POTUS is the rules concerning what Congress can obtain from the administration and from him become much more in favor of the Congress, and discovery could prove far more difficult for the administration to contain than the current circumstances create. Whether this will be another fake news story or it will be real, only time will tell. Hopes of a trade breakthrough with China faded when China canceled a trip to meet with ag producers in the U.S. The dance continues as the Chinese take a step forward, then pull back. Then the administration rolls back some tariffs, then decides to impose them. I remain very cynical of what the Chinese will be willing to agree to of substance with regard to the issues with which the United States is legitimately concerned. Wall Street worries that impeachment could adversely affect trade deals, in particular with China and the USMCA. It may already have resulted in a limited trade deal with Japan and not the broad agreement that was hoped for. The House passed H.R. 5995, also known as the Safe Banking Act, which has been under consideration in one form or another since 2013 under the tutelage of my friend Ed Perlmutter from Colorado. The bill effectively allows banks to handle funds for marijuana sales, even though marijuana remains illegal under federal law. This is an enormous step forward for marijuana producers, as well as states and local governments, as it will now be easier to collect taxes and presumably will assist in the financial regulation of that industry. The Senate has indicated it will take the bill up before the end of the year. Hopefully, that gets accomplished. President Trump appeared at the UN this past week and defended his trade war with China, lashed out at immigration critics, and failed to address the main reason for the UN meeting, which was climate change. He then, of course, found time to denigrate Ms. Thunberg, the European teenager who has become a spokesperson for climate change issues. Very presidential. Friday, September 27th, 300 former national security officials have announced their support for impeachment, given that POTUS's actions would constitute an unconscionable abuse of power. And also on Friday, Mr. Kushner's photo appeared at a dinner with the Ukrainian president several weeks before the call. I wonder if there's a connection.